talking with Dr. Jody Compeach, of course, from Oklahoma State University. Jody, we're kind of in that home stretch right now, some decision-making activities for our farmers. February, end of February, and then end of March, these two major dates.
Yeah, February 27th is the deadline to reallocate base and update yields. And then March 31st, the decision to choose between ARC and PLC for each crop on a farm. That's the deadline.
For the dates that are at the end of February, the decisions on acreage especially, are we seeing very many folks actually go ahead and make some changes on their farms?
You know, right now, I don't think we've seen a lot of changes yet. I think there's a lot of people who just haven't been in yet. But then in Oklahoma, there's going to be a lot less base reallocation than in some of the other areas of the country because a lot of our producers have wheat base and they've mostly been planting wheat. And if that's the case, you don't really have a base reallocation option.
Right. For the PLC ARC option and decision that will basically set you up for the farm life of the farm bill, I know that the Ag Secretary and other USDA officials are saying, please, please come on in and let's get this thing pulled, the trigger pulled. Are most of the decision, I guess, the information they need for decisions really in and where farmers, at least here in our part of the country, can really make a good decision at this point?
You know, it's a little easier if you have wheat right now because NASS put out their county wheat yields a few weeks ago, and that's not the final yield. FSA will take it and adjust it for filled acres, but it usually goes down. So we already have a pretty good idea of which counties will trigger ARC on wheat for 2014 and which ones won't. So if a producer wants to kind of look at, okay, will there be a 14 payment? Yes or no? Does that make a difference in my decision? Or, you know, is he more concerned about prices going down over the life of the farm bill? We've got price forecasts, of course, right now that do show prices going down pretty low. So I think they can make a decision right now. They just have to decide which one is more important.
Of course, in the case of PLC, then they do have the option of the crop insurance tool, the extra, the add-on of the SCO.
Yeah, the SCO program, you can't get that with ARC, so you can get it with PLC. I think a lot of guys will start looking at it before March 15th, before the crop insurance deadlines, because you can get it for some spring crops. And then, of course, wheat would be in September again. So if SCO is a program that they're interested in, they definitely need to look at PLC.
What's the attitude? What are you hearing, the feedback you're getting from producers as you continue these meetings around the state?
You know, I think a lot of them are really starting to take some time to really look at their programs, and I'm getting a lot of mixed results of somewhat ARC, somewhat PLC, and of course for different reasons. Some want to just have that price protection of $5.50 in place so they can go to their banker and say, you know, I won't be taking anything less than $5.50. Some like the idea of a 14 ARC payment and maybe want to take that payment and pay off a loan.
So still kind of a mixed bag even at this late date.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy decision. There's, even if we had every piece of information we could for 2014 before the sign-up, you're still in it for the life of the farm bill, and we don't know what's going to happen through 15 through 18.